Today we are going to travel to Pioneer Town, a fascinating little teeny city in the Morongo Basin of the San Bernardino High Desert. Its town was originally incorporated in 1946, and it became part of San Bernardino County in the late 60s. The winding 4-mile drive northwest to Pioneer Town from Yucca Valley has been designated as a California Scenic Drive, and the area is now surrounded by private and federally protected lands. It's about 365 people. The overall crime grade, however, is F. 15% are renters, male to female, 58% to 42, so more males than females. 85% have high school, at least 18% bachelor's, 5% graduate, 60% are married, 7% widowed, 14% never married, 18% divorced. 91% are white, 4% Hispanic, and less than 3%. At 1% is African American, Asian American Indian, or other. The median age is 64, so an older generation. 37,000 is the average income, and 9% are in poverty. The history is, in 1946, Dick Curtis shared his dream for a living, breathing movie set. He got 17 investors, including some names you might be familiar with: Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Sons of the Pioneers, and several other people, Bud Abbott, that each invested into it and bought 32,000 acres. Their goal was to create a place where they could work and make films with their friends and also have a vacation destination. Originally, it was going to be called Rogersville after Roy Rogers, but one of their members created a song that was recorded and was catchy called Pioneer Town, and therefore that's the name that stuck. In 1947, they began to invite people to invest in the Pioneer Town, and the structures began: White's Grocery, Town Host Motel, Red Dog Saloon, the Golden Stallion, and a variety of other places. It's a fun place to visit today to see all the little filming areas that they had. Over 50 films were actually done there, and also, that was during the 40s and 50s, and over 200 productions. So they've done a lot of stuff there on television. A lack of safe water, however, kept it from growing, and as the golden age of Western films came to an end, so did the production work in the town. So now it's kind of gone up and down in business, but the community remains to keeping Pioneer Town alive. So you could actually go and see where they filmed things. Nowadays, the town maintains the old charm by keeping the main street and all of its buildings up and running and doing some reenactments on the weekend. So, Father God, we pray for this area. We pray, God, there are no churches there. It's pretty much just more of like a tourist area. So we pray, God, for the few people that are still there. We pray that someone would rise up and intercede for this, and pray, God, that people would come to know Jesus, that they would connect and get together and not just do things for entertainment, but that idol would come down and instead you would be erected. There is a church represented, even though you cannot go in it as part of their set. And we pray, God, that that would be a reminder that you are important to life. We pray for the transformation of lives. We pray for the gospel to be preached there. We pray for revival to break out and it be filmed, that God, you would use this area to actually film you doing something amazing in this small area. There are no COVID stats at the moment, thank God, and the poverty is not too high. There are no schools. So we do pray for Bible studies to rise up and for people to find churches that they can participate in. We pray for all their points of interest, that it will bring delight to people. But we also pray, God, that it would also be a place where people are reminded that you are more important than film. We thank you for this place. And again, praying, God, that there would be revival in Pioneer Town.